Okay, Rabosei, today we're learning Bava Metzia Daf Lamed Aleph. We're here at the Mishnah Lamed Amud Beis, and the Mishnah says like this: Ezui Aveda, what is an Aveda? Now, obviously, we probably should have asked this question before we started talking about all this stuff. But again, the Pasha says, right, how do you figure out whether something is an Aveda or not? Right, that's what the Mishnah continues to explain. So it says, for example, Motza Chamor or Pora Roim Baderech. Right, if you find a donkey or a cow, eating or grazing, right, on the road or near the road, right, so in Zoaveda, it's not lost there, right? It's not lost, right? It's on the road, right? You shouldn't just get normally. Right, we say you find a lost cow or lost donkey. How do you know it's lost? So if it's on the road, right, then Pasha says it's not. Chamor v'kelo v'afuchim, but if you find a donkey, when it's upside down, with all the thing it was carrying is strewn all over the floor, or para rotza bin acronym, or you see a cow running through the vineyard, right, then that is already a lost object. Hechziru barcha, let's say you return the animal and it runs away, and happens again. Filo arba v'chamesh pamim, right, even four or five times, right, chayiv la'chziru shenemar hashev tishivim, right, you have to bring it back, because the pasuk says, right, you have to return it, meaning you have to doubly return it. We're going to spend a lot of time today discussing double languages in the pasuk, and that's what we see from hashev tishivim. Hayabot al-misela, let's say the guy was doing work, and the work he could have earned during the time when he went to get the aveda was a sella, but he didn't get that money. He didn't work. Let's say he was, I don't know, whatever he was doing, right? So lo yomer lo tainli sella, or you shouldn't say give me the sella, right, that I lost while I went and dealt with your lost object, right? So ella rather, what does he get? Rosen lo schar kapoel, he pays him like a worker. The Gemara is going to get to this. We're not going to do this maybe we'll get this today. I'm not sure, okay. Either way, you get paid like someone who's working during that time. If there's a Beis Din around, so then you can make this Tanai, right, and say I'm only getting this lost object if I get my full salary, and then you can get right the full salary. And main Sham Beis Din Bifnei Mi Yasnin, right? And if there's no Beis Din, so what is he supposed to do? He can't make any stipulation. He can't make any Tanai. So therefore, Shelo Kodem, right? His work, right, comes first, and therefore he doesn't have to do Hashabbos Avedas. The Gemara says, "Atu kol hani damina lav aveda havu." The Gemara just points out, right, we've been talking about an aveda for a good while. Right, so you're telling me that only these items that we listed, right, the cow running through the vineyard, right, that's a lost object, but nothing else is. So I'm Rav Yehuda hachikamer. So the Mishnah says, "No, this is what the Mishnah meant." Says Rav Yehuda, "Ezu hi klal aveda shu chayev ba." Right, what is the rule for a lost object that is chayev to return it? Matzah chamar aparo roim baderech. If you find these animals grazing off the side of the road, right, ain zu aveda. Right, that's not a lost object. Velo mechayev ba. You don't have to return it. Again, we assume that's the guy knows where it is. Chamar v'kelev v'afuchim paro v'ratzah ben akramim. But if you find a donkey and its load is overturned, it's upside down. Right, meaning it's strewn out on the street. Right, para, it's running through the vineyard. So then harizu aveda mechayev ba. Then you have to return it. Gemara says la'olam. But really, ever forever. I mean, if you go to work every single day, and for 3 months, there's a donkey grazing on the side of the road, right? Does the guy really know it's been there for a while, right? It's having a good time. Like, how long do you have to, see this animal chilling on the side of the road before you can assume it's a lost object? So, Rabbi Yehuda Marav, right? Ash Shlosh Yamim, right? Pasha says 3 days, right? After 3 days, if you see him on the fourth day, right, you can assume that the animal has been lost. The Gemara says 1 second, but hey, Chitami, what's the case? Right? If it's at night, right? Even donkeys are not just out at night. There's no party that donkeys are going to. So if it's at night, so then it's a lost object. But if Ibi Obama, if it's during the day, so I feel too vanamilo. What do you mean? Well, maybe that's just where the donkey grazes. Right? Maybe the owner opens the door every single day. Right? He goes to graze and then comes back. So Gemara says, Lo tzricha dehava chazila bekadma uvechashecha. Right? No, we always saw it right early, right, or at night. Right, and Tlasiyomi Amrinan, right, Isrumi Isrami La Venafka. Right, for 3 days we say it just happens to be the animal goes out right during these weird times. But if it's more than Havei Vaday Avedehi, then for sure, right, the animal is lost. Tanya Mihachi, we also learn a brisa. Mata Talis Ricardo, if you find a talis or an axe, right, Beistratia, right, it's in the public. Right, part of Rutzabin Akramim, and you find a cow running through the vineyards. This is the Tanya Mihachi, right, the cow running through a vineyard. Right, Ezu Aveda, that's a lost object. Talis Bitzad Gadir, but if you find a talis right next to a fence, or cardum, or an axe, Bitzada Gadir, right next to a fence, Upar Roa Bena Kramim, and the cow is grazing by the vineyards, Zet Ainzu Aveda. That's not a lost object. Pasha says the owner knows where it is, he put it there on purpose, etc. Gimel Yamim Zachar Zah, Rezu Aveda, but if you see those things 3 days in a row, so then that is a lost object. Ra mayim shestofim ubaim reze goder bifneim, and the Bryce just ends off and says, if you see a river coming to kind of ruin your friend's field, So then you should put some sort of wall there. It's not a video game. You can't just like click right on the field and put up a wall. Okay, but Pasha says there's some way for him to get some sort of barrier there, as they should save his friend's field. Amar Rava, Rava says, L'chol avidas achicha l'rabo avidas karka. Again, when the pasuk says, L'chol avidas achicha, right, do for his donkey, for his clothing, and for anything that your brother lost. So the rabbis of Avedis Karka, that includes land, right? If you see that the land's going to get ruined, as we just said, right, you got to put up this wall, you got to make sure that this field doesn't get messed up. I'm ready, lay Rabbi Chananya, the Rava, tiny Messiah, maybe I'll prove your shita from the price we just quoted. But Rav, I'm shtufim b'ayim harayzeh kodeh b'fnayim. So I'm ready, Rava said back to him, no, even Shumah lo to say, that's actually not necessarily, right, a proof to my shita, because hachamai skinam b'deika omrim. It could be that there's wheat, there's standing wheat, you'll see it's standing in a second, but there's wheat that's in the field, and that's what you're trying to protect, and it's not necessarily a proof that you have to protect land. Well, obviously, right, again, we're talking about these items that are just lying there in the middle of the field, right? Obviously, you have to go, make sure that, it's a lost object. It's going to get lost, right? You make sure your friend doesn't lose this money. So Gemara says, "Lo tshuchah disbei omrim tshuchah la'ara." No, so the case is where the wheat is standing, right? The stalks are standing, meaning they're still in the ground. You might have thought, given the tshuchah la'ara, ki gufa da'ara damyan, you might have thought that that's considered to be like the ground itself, and therefore Kamash Malan, it teaches me that no, it's like metaltalin, and it's not necessarily a proof to Rav Shita that you have to go and save land if it's going to get ruined. Okay, matzacham or a par, again, you find a donkey or a cow, right? Again, so hagufa kasha. So the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, one second, the Mishnah, right, implies different things. Amarta, you said that matzacham or a par roim baderech ein zu aveda. If you see a cow or a donkey right on the side of the road, right, that's not a lost object, right? But roim baderech hu delo havi aveda, meaning if it's grazing on the side of the road, it's not lost. But haratza baderech v'roa ben akramim, but if it's running on the road or grazing, right, in the vineyards, meaning it's only grazing and on the and on the road, right, or off the side of the road. But if it's running, right, either on the road and obviously in the vineyard or grazing in a vineyard, right, havi aveda, that is a lost object. Problem is, ain't safer. What about the second part? Right, we said chomor v'kela v'afuchim, and then the key line is v'para ratza ben akramim. A cow is running through the vineyard, harezu aveda, that's a lost object. That's only ratza ben akramim to havi aveda, right? So only if it's running between the vineyard is it a lost object. Haratza v'derech v'roa ben akramim, right? Again, it's only, according to the seifa, it's only if it's running, and if it's in, right, the vineyard, right? But if it's running on a road, right, and then or grazing in the kramim, in the vineyard, ain't zu aveda. That implies that it's not an aveda. So what do you do with that? So, right, both of them, right, have contradicting implications. So Rabbi says yagid alav reo, right? That literally means that the thunder will explain this. The pasuk over there in Eo talking about when it's raining, when you'll know it's raining when there's thunder. Tana roa baderech delo havia aveda v'huadin the roa ben akramim. The Mishnah said that if it's grazing, right, if it's roa next to the road, that's not a lost object. That's also true if it's grazing in the kramim, in the vineyard, right? Tana rotsa ben akramim to havia aveda v'huadin rotsa baderech. Meaning it depends. If it's running, then it's lost. If it's grazing, regardless of where it is, right, then it's not lost. I'm like, Rava said, what do you mean? E yagi lavrei, if you're telling me that the thunder will tell you about it, meaning that thunder will tell you it's raining, meaning it's whatever the animal is doing will indicate what it is. So listening kilsa. Well, why didn't the Mishnah teach the less chomer cases? V'kosh again chaimirta, and then certainly you could have learned, right, the more chomer cases, meaning listening ratza baderech davi aveda, that's much more normal for an animal to be running on the street. As if it's running, so then that teaches me that it's lost. V'kosh again ratza ben akramim, certainly if it's running through a vineyard. But listening roa, and also you should have taught me grazing, because ben akramim, the lo havi aveda, it's much more normal for an animal to be, right, grazing in a vineyard or someone's field or whatever, and certainly if it's standing on the side of the road grazing, you'll know that it's not a lost object. So that can't be what the Mishnah is saying, meaning if that was what it was trying to teach me, that it's just a function of whether it's running or grazing, it would have taught it in different cases. So, meaning in the most simple case possible, then we would have learned, right, the chomer cases. So Ella Amar Rava says, Ratza Aratza Lokasha. There's no steer that doesn't say Ratza Aratza, right? First time I read that, I thought that's what it was. Ratza Aratza Lokasha. There is no stira between, right, the steer between whether it's running. Again, the implication, right? Both implications of the Mishnah, right? So sometimes when it's running, it's lost, and sometimes it's running, it's not. Right? How apa legabe davra? Right? If it's running towards the davra, the midbar, the desert, the wilderness, right? So then it's lost. Right? How apa gabi masa? But if it's running towards the city, so then it is not lost. Okay. Roa roa lokasha, and there's also no stira about where it's grazing. Right? Kan bevedas gufa, kan bevedas karka, because the Mishnah is not talking about whether the item is lost, right? When the Mishnah implies that if the animal, the para and the donkey are grazing in the vineyards, right, is not lost, it means that the animal, right, the animal itself is not lost. But when the Mishnah implies that it is lost if it's grazing in the krumim, right, in the vineyard, so it implies that it's not that the animal is lost. It says the krumim is lost. That the vineyard is, you're losing the vineyard, because the para and the donkey, right, grazing in the vineyard, right, that's going to mess up the vineyard. Right, that's what it means. It's not referring to according to Rav. It's not referring to Hashavas Aveda at all. So the Gemara just explains Kikatani roa baderech lo havi avida haroa ben akrumim havi avida. When we had said the implication was that if it's grazing by the road, it's not a lost object. I.e., if it's grazing in the vineyard, it is a lost object. That doesn't mean it's a lost object. It means bevedas karka. It means that the land is going to be lost, meaning that you're going to mess it up. You know, so you have to go get it, right? You have to stop it, right, from ruining the vineyard. But when we learn that if it's running through the vineyard, that's a lost object. But when it's grazing in the vineyard, that meaning implying that in when it's grazing in the vineyard, it's not a lost object. So that's the Rotsa ben Akronim Maskava, Varoa ben Akronim Lo Maskava. That's talking about the animal itself. If it runs through the vineyard, it's going to get hurt, because a vineyard is not an open area for animals to run through. It's going to get damaged. But if it's grazing there, then it's not going to get hurt. But it's not Bechlel, right, talking about Hashava Saveda, about the animal, right, at all. Okay, the Gemara says Varoa ben Akronim Nehita Lo Maskava Typically Mishum Avedis Karka. Okay, but one second, if the animal is grazing there, right, in the vineyard, what about you're losing land, right? That's what we just mentioned in the last line. So Gemara says Bidakuti. Now the case is where the field, the vineyard, it belongs to a kuti, so there's no issue. There's no chiyav of Hashavas Aveda. Typically Mishum Avedis Gufa. Right, Delma Kut Lele. One second, the kuti is going to kill the animal for ruining his field. So Gemara says Baser the Masru V'Hadar Katle. It must be in a place where the kuti would warn the owner first and then kill the animal. Dvidoma Asrule, Asruba, and maybe he did warn the owner. So Gemara says, well, Asruba V'lo is Daruba, right? Vade Veda Midasi. Well, either way, you're good, right? If he didn't warn him, so okay, so then he's going to warn him. He's not going to kill the animal. If he did warn him, so then, and the owner didn't listen, so then okay, the owner blew it. The owner is losing his own animal, right? So Veda Midas, right? Then you don't have to give it back, right? If I drop my watch off a bridge, right, you don't have to take scuba gear to go get it back. I lost it. I threw it away. I got rid of it. There's no chiyav over here. If he knows the kuti's going to kill his animals, okay. So he doesn't care, apparently. And there's no chiyav for you to do Hashavas Aveda. Okay. Gzira Barucha, Gzira Barucha. Again, one second. Hold on. Yeah, okay, if you returned it, it ran away, you turned it, ran away, etc., etc. Right? Amar Lu, Amar Le, Hahu, Mi, Rabban, Al-Rabba, La-Rabba, Ima, Hashev, Chadazima, Teshivev, Trezimni. Why is it 4 or 5 times, 100 times, that you have to give the thing back? Right? The Pasuk says Hashev, Teshivev, maybe that's twice, right? Return it once, return it twice, Hashev once, Teshivev twice, so maybe you only have to give it twice, if it runs away. So Amar Le, Rabba said back to him, Hashev, Afilu, Kuf, Pamim, right, 100 times, really, Mea, Pamim. Really, it should be mashma. Really, hashev implies you should be able to return it 100 times. And teshuvim mainly el lebeso. And teshuvim teaches me you only have to turn that. Meaning that only teaches me you have to bring it back to his house. The ginasu lechorvaso minayin. How do you know you can even bring the animal back, right, to his gina, to his garden, to his field, right, or the chorvaso, or to even to his ruin? So tamal, the pasuk says teshuvim mikol makom. You should return it, right. The pasuk says teshuvim and mikol makom in any way of returning, right. You're able to get the animal back to him. So Gemara says 1 second. Ihechidami. Well, what case is it that you're dropping the animal off, let's say, for example, by a ruin, right? In Mintura, if there's a fence, right, it's protected, right, and you know, the guy will eventually get it back. So Pshita, obviously, that's fine, right? You can, you know, knock on the door, leave it in its backyard, right? If there's a fence, the animal's not going to go anywhere, so you returned it. So Be'ita lo mintra, but if it's a ruin that's not, like, guarded, there's no fence around it, so why should he be able, right, to leave the animal over there? So Gemara says, lo lim dimintra, right? Really, there is a fence, right? It is guarded, right? It is protected, right? Kamash malon, delo be'inon das bailim. So all we're trying to teach me, right, is that you don't need to tell the guy that he returned, right, his item. You can just drop it off. He doesn't have to knock on the door, right? And he can just, you know, doesn't have to tell him that he put it back there. Okay. Ukhda Rabbi Elazar, and this is also like Rabbi Elazar, who says, I call Tzricha Das Bailim, Chutz Min Shabbos Aveda, right? You have to, anytime you have to give something back, right, you have to tell the guy, right? Let's say by Ganav, for example, right? When you're giving back an item you stole, you have to tell him. The only thing you don't have to tell him is Chutz Min Shabbos Aveda. If you're returning a lost object, Shatora Ripsa Shabbos Harbe, the Torah said, Hashav Tishivim. And therefore, you can return it in many different ways. Okay, now that we have that double language, so the Gemara is going to now go on to talk about many other contexts where we have a double language and what we learn, right, from that phrase. So the first one is shalech to shalech. We send away, that's a shiluch hakein by the mother bird. Ema shalech chadazimna, right, shalech trezimna. Maybe you can only do it once or twice, right, and if she comes back a third time, then you don't have to do it anymore, right? So amale. But that's actually not true. I mean, the Mishnah says in Chulin. So Amar Leis, he said to him, Rava said back, and again, the Pasha says, Rava is having this conversation, right, with, right, if you remember who they, what was it? Amar Hahumi Rabbanan, right? So, okay, so Rava is schmoozing with one of the Chachamim, right? So they're basically having this conversation with, I assume with most of them, unless the Gemara doesn't use that language, but usually it says Amarle, I think, if I'm not mistaken. All right, either way, we'll see. Anytime it says Amarle, basically it's Rava saying back to this, okay, so Amarle said back to him, Shaleach, afilu me'apam in mashma. Again, we're going to have similar mashmos through all the, through many of the drushos. So either way, Shaleach, you should even be able to send it away 100 times. To Shaleach, you should send it away. Ainli ela ledvar rishus, right? You should only tell, that only tells me that you should send it away if it's just for something that you're allowed to do, something mutter, right? Let's say you want to eat the eggs. The dvar mitzvah minayin, but let's say you need it for a mitzvah. Let's say you know, you want to take the two little birds, right, to bring as a korban or whatever. So then tamalom or teshalach, right, mikol makom, you can send it away, right, in for any purpose. Okay. Okay, so here it's clear. Yeah, here's beferish. Amar le ahumer bad on the rava ve'ema hochiach chadizimna tochiach. Right, give Moser. So maybe you should only have to do it twice, right? If you see your friend, right, doing some avera. So again, hocheach seems to imply you should even be able to do it 100 times. What does tochiach teach me? That's only, right, that the rav, right, teaches me that you might have only thought that it's the rav who can tell the Talmud, right, and give him Moser. Talmud l'rav minayin. How do you know that? You know, obviously, with great trepidation, but if the Talmud sees the Rebbe doing something and he knows it's wrong, how do you know you can give him Moser? Talmud, the Pasuk says, Ocheach Tochiach, right, Mikol Makom, he can actually do it, right, you can give Moser in any cases, right, there's a lot of Gemaras that talk about the proper way to give Moser, right, some Amorayim say we don't know how to give Moser anymore, but okay, either way, right, there's a certain way to do it, but it means that in every scenario it could theoretically, right, be appropriate. So Azov Tazov Imo, right, help a person, right, with the animal that's struggling, right, with its load, right, you should help him unload it. Inli ela bailav imo, you would have thought that if the guy is there, imo, right, if the owner is there. Shein bailav imo minayin, how do you know if the owner is not there, right, or you can't help him, so that you should also help unload the animals? Tamalom, pasuk says, azov tazov, right, mikol makom, right, help the animal out in any case. Hakim takim, right, imo, that's already loading an animal, so inli ela bailav imo, again, same thing, back and forth, that's only if the animal, the owner is there. Shein bailav imo minayin, how do you know if the owner is not there, that you also have to do a tamalomer hakim takim, right? You should load it, right? Mikol makom, right? In any scenario. Why do you need both of them, right? Loading and unloading, right? You could have just taught it by one, and you would have learned it by all scenarios with loading an animal. So tzricha, you need both of them. Because of rachmana prika, if the Torah would have only written unloading, so havamina, you might have thought mishum diikatzar balechayim, right? Vikechisaron kiss, because the animal is in pain, right? And the guy's going to lose money, right? If he just, you know, you have an issue over there, right? The animal could lose money on the animal, not on this stuff, but the animal's going to die, get sick, or whatever. But by loading the animal, he's not losing any money. Animal's not, you know, getting any worse, and he's not in pain. So maybe you might have thought there's no chiyuv. So yesh min antina, and if the Torah would have only told you loading the animal, so mishum debeschar, you might have thought that that's something that you would normally pay for, and then the owner, you know, of the animal has to pay the guy who's helping him load it. Av aprika, but unloading debechinam, which apparently you didn't get any, you know, salary for, same hello, you might have thought there's no chiyuv to do it, right, as a mitzvah, so tzricha, therefore the Torah needs to tell me both of them. Ulu Rabbi Shimon Amar Aftiina Bechina Ma'ik Lamemer, according to Rabbi Shimon, who says even loading an animal, right, is mutter, not mutter, is without payment. So what can you say? So the Gemara says, yeah, you're right, Rabbi Shimon, lo Messiah Kro, right, the psukim are not exactly clear, right, exactly why you need both of them. I'm sorry, that's not what it means. It means that if you had only had one of them, you wouldn't have known which one the Torah is referring to, right? You wouldn't have known if it meant unload and reload, or load or unload, because again, it says Hakim Takim, right? Then it says Azov Tazov, right? You could attach them up to mean one or the other. So if you would have had that language, the Torah wrote both just to make sure you know that you need to do both of them. Okay, so the Gemara says, Lama li lemichtav hani tardi, v'lama li lemichtav aveda. Why do you need to write, right, unloading and loading and unloading an animal, and also the laws of the halachos of Hashavas Aveda, right? If you look at Rashi, right, Hashavas Aveda lichtov oha oha, right? Haligmar mina, right? What's the comparison between Hashavas Aveda and loading and unloading an animal? Right, and as Rashi says, right, the kakulu azharos mamon yisraelu, all of them are warning or command, right, to be careful and be choshesh for the money of Am Yisrael. So right, the lechora, they're all the same thing, right? Again, this animal is going to die, or this guy's going to lose money, or whatever it is. Yeah, Shabbos Aveda, guy lost an object, right? It's all the same halacha. So why do you need all of them in the Torah? So the Gemara says, Tzrichi, right, you need all of them. The Ikaz of Rechman Hani Tarti, if you would have just had loading and unloading the animal, Mishum Tzara de Mara Isa, right, Tzara de Da Isa, right, because you have both, right, pain, right, for the owner, right, the owner is, you know, again, he's, unable to do it by himself, and you also have animal de Da, you have the animal also in pain as well, right, but if I lost the object, the Tzara de Mara Isa, the Tzara de De Lesa, where the guy is upset, right, they lost an object, but the animal's not in pain, right, there's no animal here, right, the item itself is just chilling, right, grazing on the side of the field, or whatever, so the Imalo, you might have thought that there's no chiyuv to give it back. And if the Torah would have just written, you have to return the lost object, because the guy, right, is not able to do it, right? The owner is not there. He lost his object. He's not available. Right? He doesn't know where it is. But by loading and unloading the animal, right, the owner is there, right? So Imalo, you might have thought there's no chiyuv, right, necessarily to help the owner, because maybe he could bring other people. He could pay for other people, or he could hire workers, etc. So for Tzrucha, the Torah had to tell me that it is chayiv, there is a chayiv and a mitzvah for you to help him as well. Mos yumas hamakeh, Pazik says, right, if you kill somebody, right, you hit somebody, and he's a murderer, so ainli el b'misak suvabo, so that you would only know, right, that he's chayiv misa, that is written for it. Now, it doesn't say really written, it doesn't say beferish, right, in the Torah, but the Torah, when you get, a murderer gets sayif, gets put to death, in Beis Din, right, by chop his head off, right? So you might have thought that that's the only way you can kill him. So minayin sheim iya tayochala miso b'misa k'suva bo, right, shatarai shtayla miso b'chol mito, shatayochala miso. How do you know if you can't chop his head off, let's say he ran away, right, he's running away, that you can kill him any way you can, right, meaning you could shoot him or whatever. So tamalama mosyumas mikol makom. So the Torah says he should die, right, in any way, right, again, if he ran away from Beis Din, right, again, after he psaked it, he's chayiv misa, right, so then you can shoot him, and that's, you know, that. That's also okay. Okay, that's also a beseder. Hakesake. Hold on one second. Hakesake. You should hit him. That's not talking about hitting him. That's talking about Nir Nidacha. So you have to kill and destroy an entire city if the majority is Ovid of Avodah Zarah. So im ainli el haka k'suva bahen. Right. That's only a puzzle. Right. That only tells me that a haka that is written by them, meaning that by again also by you have to put them to death by the sword. Right. So you have to kill, chop a head off, kill them, whatever. Right. How do you know that you can kill him in any way? You can drop a nuke or whatever, right? You can in any way possible. Tamalama the Pazik says, Akisakem, call Makom, right? In any way that is possible. Again, Hakshev Tashiv, that's not exactly our Pazik by Sheva Saveda, right? Slightly different, right? So Tashiv is written by a Pikadon, if someone has an item of yours. or you have an item of his, right, in your possession. So that only teaches me a mashkon that was done with Beis Din, that he has to give it back. Mashkon shelo b'rishus Beis Din minayin. How do you know that if the, you know, the guy gave you a mashkon without Beis Din, so you also have to give it back? Tamalom, where Pasuk says, Hashev tashiv, mikol makom, right, give it back in every scenario. Chabol Tachbol, that's talking about if you take a pikadon from your friend, right, for a loan, and all he's got is your clothing, so you should give it back to him, right? Let's say for him to sleep at night, right, if it's his pajamas. But only ela mashkano b'rishos. That's only, right, if you took this mashkon with the rishos, with the permission, with the rishos of the Beis Din. But mashkon shelo b'rishos minayin. How do you know if you did it without rishos? So you also have to give it back. Again, it says this double lashon, right, mikom makom, right? And you need, in any scenario, you should give it back. So the Gemara says, "Honey, try klari lamali." That seems to be the same halacha, right? We just talked about two scenarios where you have to give back, right, a mashkon. So Gemara says, "Chalik susyom, chalik suslayla." Right? Okay, it depends on whether it's clothing for the day, clothing for the night. Pasach tiftach, what does that mean? Open it up, meaning you give tzedakah, right? Open up your hands and give it to someone who needs money. Inli ela la'iniye ircha, that only teaches me you have to give tzedakah in your town, in your city. La'iniye ir acharis minayin. How do you know about other cities? Tamalom, the Pasuk says, Pasach tiftach, right? Again, you should open, mikol makom, right, in any scenario. Now, son titain, again, also another Pasuk, by giving tzedakah. Inli ela matana maruba, that teaches me you have to give, obviously, a big matana, a big gift. And matana obviously only if you can, you know, you can handle it, right? Obviously we don't give more than 20% of our tzedakah. Okay, right, that's a whole tzedakah shmooze. But how do you know that you can even give a small matana, right? You can give a dollar, you can give a shekel in shul, right? It's tamalom, nason zitain, mikol makom. Pasuk says, give, right? Okay, in any scenario. Good. Hanik tanik, you gotta give brachos, and you got to give some sort of parnasa and like a severance pay almost, right, to an eved ivri that leaves, right, after 6 years, right, Shemitah. So ainli elish in isbarach habayis biglolo manikin, right, that only, you only know, right, that if the house was blessed, as the pasuk says, that the house is blessed because you had an eved ivri and treated him well, so then you, right, you give him gifts. So that only teaches me that if your house did well, right, your house was blessed, right, while he was working for you. Lo nisbarach habayis biglolo minayin. How do you know that even if it didn't do so well, right, you weren't doing so well, right, when he was around, right? Still, you got to give him some gifts when he leaves. So Tamalom, the pasuk says, "Hanik tanik mikol makom." Right, again, you should give it to him, right, in any scenario. Hulu Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, the Amar Nisbar Chabayis Beglolo Manikim Lo. Right, Lo Nisbar Chabayis Beglolo in Manikin. So according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, it says it depends that you don't necessarily give him gifts if things didn't go so well when he was working for you. So tanik lamali. So what do you need it? Hanik tanik. What's the double language? So Gemara's going to use this a couple of times. Right, Dibra Torah Kolashim Ben Adam. In that case, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, the Torah just simply used the phrase that men usually speak, and that's apparently, that was the normal way for people to say. They would say something twice, right? Give me, right? They give it to me, or give him, you know, whatever it is. Sometimes we do that nowadays as well. Havet Tavitenu, again, trying to rush to the end, right? I know it's a long shiur already. Havet Tavitenu. You should lend someone money. Right? That you only know in a scenario where the guy doesn't have any money. He doesn't want to get parnas, meaning he doesn't want to get gifts. He doesn't want to get matanos. He doesn't want to take tzedakah. So therefore, Amar Rachmana Tein Lo Derech Halva. So the Torah says, give him a loan so he won't feel bad. It won't be an actual matana. As a yesh lo ve'ino rotzu lispar parnas. But let's say he has money and he doesn't want to get gifts. So minayin, how do you know you should also give a loan to that type of person? So the Gemara says, so then tamalom ta'vitenu mikol makom. Right, even in that case, you should give a loan. Ula Rabbi Shimon d'amar bar, according to Rabbi Shimon, who says that yesh lo ve'ino rotzu lispar parnas ain't his kalkin lo. Right, if he has enough money and he doesn't want to use the money that he has, that's what it means, right? Not that he doesn't want gifts, but that he doesn't want to use the money, right? And you know, therefore you have to give it, right? That, why else would he need a loan, right? So if he has money but he doesn't want to use it, right? He doesn't want to touch it, it's in a trust fund or whatever. So according to that, Rabbi Shimon says, ain't his kalkin lo, right? We don't give him a loan. We don't give him money in that case. Tavitenu lamali. So then what do you need the phrase of Havei Tavitenu? So again, Dibra Torah, Kolashim B'nei Adam, right? That's just the language that people normally use. All right, we'll call it here, and we'll wish everybody a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.